From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Afghan government officials visiting NATO headquarters say they are confident the current standoff over the U.S.-Afghanistan security deal will be resolved. But as Terry Schultz explains, they say the next step is up to the American side, which says it is done negotiating.
Afghan government spokesman Safatullah Safi says it's a misconception. President Hamid Karzai wants the next president to sign the bilateral security agreement after April elections. Visiting NATO headquarters, Safi says Karzai just wants three main conditions met, which he describes as ending raids on Afghan homes, being more transparent in the peace process, and staying completely neutral in next year's voting. Speaking here through an interpreter, Safi says if the U.S. agreed to those, Karzai would sign the deal.
What we are requesting from the Americans is not beyond their capacity.
But Karzai's delay is squeezing the planning timeline for either a post-2014 mission or a pullout, and it affects all NATO allies. No country will stay on after the combat mission ends if the U.S. doesn't. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Canadian government is spending $40 million this year to advertise the benefits of the country's oil and gas sector. Now, as Dan Karpinchuk reports, more of that advertising could be headed to the U.S.
At stake are tens of billions of dollars as Canada looks for markets for its resource sector, mainly oil and gas. An international campaign is already underway that includes trying to persuade Americans and Europeans that Canada is an environmentally responsible and reliable supplier of natural resources. In Ottawa, the minister responsible, Joe Oliver, justified spending $40 million on the campaign by linking it to winning American public opinion for the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. That $5.4 billion project would carry Alberta oil to refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast. But critics in Canada say the campaign won't work because the Harper government has cut environmental assessments and limited public consultation on pipeline proposals, and that's given Canada an international black eye. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A disappointment for comet watchers hoping to be able to glimpse a comet that has spent the past 5 million years or so on the fringes of the solar system. NASA officials say after passing close to the sun today, it appears comet Ison may have come too close. While astronomers had hoped the comet would slingshot around the sun, today not much appears to have emerged on the other side. Phil Davis is a scientist at the National Marshall Space Center.
I don't want to overly speculate here. I don't want to read too much into this. But that, to me, looks like the nucleus may have broken up and is now all these pieces are orbiting the sun.
Comet, which is made up of ice, passed within 730,000 miles of the sun earlier today, traveling at a speed of 217 miles per hour. In the retail world, Black Friday, the shopping day after today's Thanksgiving holiday, used to be the unofficial kickoff, but many stores are open today, among them Macy's, Kohl's, and JCPenney. U.S. financial markets are closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Stocks were up in Europe today. You're listening to NPR. A former UBS banker charged with helping wealthy Americans dodge taxes via secret Swiss bank accounts is agreeing to stand trial in the U.S. Ryle, charged 5 years ago, is being held in Italy after being arrested there. However, the 54-year-old Swiss citizen will now apparently be extradited back to the U.S. U.S. authorities had issued an international arrest warrant for Weil in 2009, just months after he was charged for allegedly conspiring to help 17,000 American clients of Swiss bank UBS dodge taxes. President Obama says the Thanksgiving holiday is a time to remember those who founded the country and to thank those still serving. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports on the president's holiday radio address.
On the country's founders, President Obama says,
"We give thanks for the men and women who set sail for this land nearly four centuries ago, risking everything for the chance at a better life."
The president says thanks should also be given to the generations that followed the original colonists, people of all races and religions who came here from countries across the globe. And the president says this is a day to thank those serving their country in the armed forces.
"We give thanks for all our men and women in uniform and for their families, who are surely missing them very much today. We're grateful for their sacrifice, too."
In the president's words, "We give thanks for the freedoms they defend." Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
One of the biggest problems in the ongoing Sochi Olympics torch relay, the longest in history, has been keeping the flame lit. Other problems faced by runners have included one torchbearer who accidentally lit himself on fire. Escorts put out the flames. He was not hurt. The torch is traveling 40,000 miles on its way to the opening ceremony in the Black Sea Resort of Sochi, the site of this year's Winter Olympic Games, which open in February. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.